maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Now, the countdown is on for the Luke Fest. The event will be filled with music, fun and entertainment, and it's being showcased by the pupils of Luke National School near Thurles. Our reporter Alison Hyland is in Luke National School this morning to find out more. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Fran. Yes, I'm live here at Luke National School this morning, and the pupils of 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th are preparing for the Great Luke Fest, which is taking place on Friday, June 9th. Now, just to give you a little taste of what you can expect for that, let's hit it, Principal Louise. Fantastic. Well done, Boulabus, for all the students. Well done. And that's just a little bit of what you can expect. I'm joined here as well by Principal of Luke National School, Louise McCullough. Louise, I mean, I'm so coming in here listening to kids singing Bon Jovi. I wish I got to sing Bon Jovi when I was in school. Fantastic. A lot of work gone in. Just for anyone who's not aware of Luke Fest, tell us the background to it. When did it start for you?
Well, last year, towards the end of last year, as normality returned, we were very aware that we hadn't done a school concert or a school show in ages. And I was speaking to Shane Hennessy, the sixth class teacher, and we were just toying with different ideas. And McGrath and I had been looking at other school shows that we could do, different things like that. But we decided we wanted to do something a little bit different. Something probably that all the staff would enjoy as well, in the sense that we're singing the songs that we've always enjoyed growing up.
Yeah.
And so that's probably where the Luke Fest or the rock idea comes from. There's a good few rock songs, but sure, there's ABBA thrown into the mix as well, and Elton John and everything.
Yeah.
And modern stuff as well, Adele, Coldplay, you name it, we're doing it. So we decided, we had a staff meeting the first day back there in September of last year, and we threw it out amongst the staff, the whole staff, of which there's about 20 of us in total. And it kind of grew legs. First it was, you know, singing some rock songs, and then it was an actual festival, and one of our SNAs, Angela, kind of coined the term Lukefest. And then Kate Maloney, one of the Maloneys of the racecourse, the family that owns the racecourse, it's the last family-owned racecourse actually in Ireland.
Yeah.
But she said, why not have it at the racecourse? And it's such a wonderful venue.
Yeah.
It's an incredible venue. And the Maloney family are kindly letting us run it there. So it's grown from, we should sing some really cool songs to Lukefest.
And a lot of local musicians as well involved in it. Where can people get tickets?
People can get tickets here at the school. They can get tickets on the evening going in. They can, you know, they just approach us. Our number is 0504-23111 and we can sort them out. And we'd love if people came.
Yeah.
This is a massive undertaking and we have a very, every class in the school is involved. Every class group, from junior infants to sixth class to our ASD classes, everybody's involved.
And all money raised will go to the school, is that right?
Well, it will, because we're hoping to build an AstroTurf. And the school itself, we have unreal facilities like multi-sensory rooms and a gym, like our sports hall, etc. But we want to do more with our outside.
Yeah.
We have the junior playground, we have a pitch, and we're putting in a ball wall this summer as well. But so
you're setting the bar high for the other schools, I tell you, with Lukefest and everything you have going on.
I don't know about that. Do you know what we're doing? We're happy. We're pleasing ourselves, do you
Absolutely.
Know? And we're having the crack, aren't we?
Yeah.
I just want to hop around and talk to a few of the pupils. What's your own name?
Karina Bannon.
Karina, what class are you in?
Third.
And what song? I know you're singing. You have 20, I think, ready to go for the night for Lukefest. What's your favourite one to perform?
I think Living on a Prayer, because it's so like energetic and you just get to ball it out. And
you're very lucky. I nearly sang along with you, but I held myself back. You're very lucky. Anyone else want to say an out word? I'll come back here. Oh, sorry. What's your own name?
James Verley.
James, what class are you in?
Sixth.
And what's your favourite song to perform?
Probably Zombie, because like it's like a fan favourite around the place.
You do Cranberry Zombie as well?
Yeah.
How do you do the high bit? Is that hard?
There's like a harmony group, so yeah, it helps.
Oh, wow. If you need a hand, give me a shout. Anyone else? We'll go over here. What's your own name?
Justin.
Justin, what class are you in, Justin?
Voft.
And what's your favourite song to do?
Mamma Mia.
I know we're going to do a little taste of that towards the end of it as well. Are you all looking forward to Lukefest?
Yeah!
Anyone any bit nervous at all? No? Oh, you're real pros. What's your own name?
Ella.
Ella, what class are you in, Ella?
I would have to be in third.
In third, what's your favourite one that you're really looking forward to performing?
That one would have to be Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, by Oasis. And isn't that a lovely segue? Because I know one of the teachers actually is involved and they're performing as Oasis. I think it's yourself, Mutor, is it?
Yeah, myself, I'm one of the Gallagher brothers and the other guy is down there. We're joining back.
Which one are you?
Forces. I don't know. I think I'm Liam, so.
And what song are you going to be doing?
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh,
we have our choir alongside us to help us if we
right.
can't hit a few of the notes. So.
Are you nervous about it?
Very, yeah.
Are you? And what we have as well then, Fran, we've a Freddie Mercury impersonator as well. What's your name?
Evan O'Mara.
And Mr. O'Mara, which Queen song are you doing?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Wow, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yes, I know. I've come to learn that. But Louise said, put me on the spot saying, would you mind seeing it? So I said, I'll give it a go. But like as Shane said, we have the choir there to back us up.
Yeah.
So, and they're fantastic, as you know yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're really good now. Yeah.
And as for a staff thing, is it a lot of pressure? Because normally when these concerts are organised, it's about the students. But this one, very much like Louise said, involves the whole school. It puts a lot of pressure on you.
It does, but you could see, I suppose, when you walked in the door, there's a great school community here.
Yeah.
And as Louise said, we're just having the fun, having the laugh. And I think the closer we're getting to the Lukefest, I think the more fun we're having it. And you can see the kids are more relaxed, which is as well. So.
Absolutely. And we wish you all the best with it. And Louise, just before we finish out, because we are going to finish out with a verse of Mamma Mia, just remind people again, where can they get tickets and find out more?
They can get tickets here at our school in the office. They can email lukens@hotmail.com. They can ring 0504-23111. I think lots of our parents have tickets to sell as well, and they can get them on the night coming in along, which would be nice. We have catering involved. We have A to Z catering, a chip van, an ice cream van, a shop. There's a lot going on. There'll be music in the background. Gates open at 6, children on stage at 7. It's a proper festival,
if
you can imagine.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So let's round it out now. We're doing a bit of Mamma Mia. Will I count you all down? Okay. That's it from Luke National School, Fran, for this morning. We're going to finish out with a bit of Mamma Mia, coming to you in 3, 2, and 1.
There you go. That's a little interruption there in the middle of Luke National School being in full voice for Luke Fest. And they sound, in fairness to them, they sounded fantastic and enthusiastic. And isn't it wonderful that primary school can be fun and inclusive and all of that. And the teachers buying into it as well, which was fantastic. The only concern I had about the whole piece was that Ali might join in with them. And that mightn't have been pretty, I can tell you. But well done to everybody involved in Luke National School. Some more of your text and WhatsApp. The tablets the man is talking about, that was Kevin, are over-the-counter medications. How can he say they were prescribed drugs where his sons were concerned? I think that what he's saying, you see, some of them are over-the-counter medication, but you certainly need to make a case when you're buying anything with a